Across much of the American West, the water supply is running low. Population growth and suburban sprawl are threatening arid regions. Now, a state senator in Colorado says it is time to warn home buyers in his state's fast-growing suburbs. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Underneath Denver is an aquifer so big that it's been touted as the size of Lake Erie. To developers back in the 70s, that sounded like an endless supply of water, and they began to build cities and subdivisions as if the water would always be there. But now engineers say the aquifer is being depleted faster than it can recharge. Despite those warnings, the sounds of construction can still be heard in some of the driest areas on the edge of the aquifer, like here in Douglas County. Census statistics show amazing growth here. In 1990, about 60,000 people lived in the county. 10 years later, that number almost tripled, and it continues to grow.
Used to ride the horse all over that area out there, and never thought it would build up this fast. Just amazed me.
Roger Henning built his dream house here 11 years ago on 4 acres. Back then, he was surrounded by rolling brown hills. Now it's mostly houses on city-sized lots.
All sucking water out of this aquifer, you know that eventually there's not going to be enough water to handle it all.
A lot of the buyers of those new homes probably don't know that the aquifer that supplies them with water is running out. Enter Colorado State Senator Ken Gordon. He's introduced legislation that he believes would solve that problem. It would require a warning on sales contracts, urging homebuyers to check out the adequacy of their water supply before they sign. Gordon says right now most people don't think about their water supply, especially if they moved here from a place that doesn't routinely experience drought.
We want them to start thinking about, well, where, how to get to the tap, and is it going to always be getting to the tap?
In Colorado, any discussion about water inevitably leads to a discussion about growth. Gordon is quick to say he's not anti-growth, but he does say there needs to be a public discussion about whether the state is growing faster than its water supply can support.
But you can grow in a way that's smart and that doesn't cause a train wreck in a few years when a bunch of people run out of water.
Local officials say there will be no train wreck because the region has a plan to import water from elsewhere. It intends to build dams in the nearby Rocky Mountains and then pipe the water into the suburbs. But there is a potential hitch. The money to pay for the dams is dependent on growth continuing in the area. Pat Mulhern manages several local water districts. He says money to pay for those dams will come from all the development fees, taxes, and water bills collected from the people buying new homes. He says Gordon's legislation could scare off these future home buyers and jeopardize the construction plans.
So we're liable to create a situation where people are wary of purchasing in areas that have taken care of these issues and need the growth to continue to pay their ongoing debt.
In other words, while Mulhern admits growth is the problem, he says it's also the solution. Environmentalists who support Senator Gordon's legislation say that's a convenient argument for allowing growth to continue. But Douglas County Commissioner Jim Sullivan says local officials couldn't have stopped growth if they wanted to. He says most of the land here was zoned for subdivisions a couple decades back. If commissioners unilaterally changed the zoning, Sullivan says the county would face expensive lawsuits from angry developers. He says the region's focus now is finding new sources of water. In addition, Sullivan says locals already are getting serious about conservation.
In the old days, people would have a great big yard. Today, they have a little patch of a yard. I got the tiniest yard you ever saw.
Sullivan says he hasn't taken a position on Senator Gordon's bill yet, but it's facing heavy opposition from home builders and realtors, and its future is uncertain. But even if the legislation never passes, it may already have accomplished one of Senator Gordon's goals. It's prompting a public discussion of how the region will plan for its future water supply. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.